Mars and white bunnies. What in the world?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, this is one program you've got me really baffled. Rabbits on Mars?
Well, you know, NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, has been flooded with phone calls and emails claiming that all kinds of things have shown up in the photographs taken on Mars. We saw them on TV. One man, who is a UFO buff, claims to have found the letters E and G carved in a rock. Another person says he's seen the fossils of dinosaurs and giant squids in the photos of Mars. Well, the best one is a report of a white bunny, complete with long white ears, showing up on a photo. NASA says the bunny is either a piece of the airbag of the landing craft or something else related to the craft. Anyway, the bunny has since disappeared, prompting someone to claim that NASA ran over it with a rover. Well, many people are so eager to find evidence of life on Mars, or anywhere else, because they believe it will help them prove evolution and thus disprove the Bible. They don't want to believe that God created everything in the universe, and that we're responsible to Him, our Creator, for all our actions and thoughts. That's why there's so much talk about life on Mars.
Our Bible also teaches that our solar system is young, not billions of years old. For some remarkable evidence, read our fascinating free booklet on a young Earth at AnswersRadio.com. Log on to our website of AnswersRadio.com.